Hi there, this is Alana Terry. Thank you for joining me for the Successful Christian Writer podcast. Really glad to have you here. And we're going to be talking today about what it means to be a successful Christian writer, why this is the name of our show, because different people define success in different ways. And before I dive into a couple of the definitions, I want to start off with a disclaimer and say that what success means for me may not be what it means for you, which may not be what it means for the Christian writer next door. I really would like to encourage us all to just keep that in mind, that we're all in different phases of our writing journey. Some of us are doing this as a ministry. Some of us are doing this as a business. Some of us are doing this as a hobby. Some of us might be doing this as all three. And depending on how you look at what you're doing, that's going to change your definition of success. So I do want to talk about what it means to be a successful writer, but I want to start off with this idea that there's not one right way to define success. Okay, so that being said, this is a show for Christian writers, but that does not mean that you need to write Christian fiction or Christian nonfiction, although we are very welcoming of both Christian fiction and nonfiction authors. I do write Christian fiction as well as some Christian nonfiction. And so if you fall into one of those camps, welcome to you. But also, this is a show for writers of all genres who are Christians, and it's very possible that you might be listening to the show and are a little unsure what you believe, and you're welcome to. We're going to be focusing a lot on things like marketing and productivity and some things that are going to apply to you no matter where you are in your spiritual journey. So this is me giving you all a welcome. I'm so glad you're here. So let's talk some now about what it means to be a successful Christian writer. So let's talk about the spiritual side of it first, okay? Because a lot of people will say things like, success just means being obedient to what God has called you to do, which is very true. And so some authors will try their hardest to not focus on things like their income, their book sales, or any of those kind of numerical metrics, because in their mind, they're just going to write the books that God tells them to write, and that's all that they're doing. And so for some people, success just means writing the story, if you're doing fiction, or writing the words, if you're nonfiction, that you feel like you are called to write. And so for some listening, that is your definition of success. And if so, again, you are absolutely welcome in this community, and we are glad you are here. I also want to propose, though, that some of you who are listening are going to pay more attention to the book sales, the revenue, and things like that. And yes, maybe even use them to an extent as a measure of your success. I set monthly goals. I want to sell this many books or earn this much money. And there are some authors that I know who do that, and I feel like are totally fine in doing that. And we're going to talk about things like the importance of not paying too much attention to the numbers and some of the pitfalls that we can get into, because we aren't out here to be greedy or scammy or anything like that. But some people, especially, here's how I see it. I do feel a calling on my life to write Christian fiction. And because I do believe that God has called me to write Christian fiction, I know that that Christian fiction I write should sell. So I think of it like that. I know that a lot of Christian writers don't like the idea of marketing their books because it might feel kind of scammy to you, or just leaves a bad taste in your mouth. But the way I get around that is I believe so much in the message behind what's in my books that I believe it's part of my calling to promote them and get them out there. So I wanted to propose that to you guys as another way of looking at success. So here on the Successful Christian Writer podcast, we absolutely recognize that there are writers who are called to write And maybe they have the financial freedom to not have to worry too much about the numbers anyway. They're just going to do it. And whether they sell one copy or a million copies, they're going to feel like that's what God has called them to do. But there are many other writers who want to do this either for supplemental income or, you know, to replace income so they can stay home or contribute to the family budget. And we're going to be talking a lot about that on the show, about scaling up, marketing tactics. I'm working right now on some courses for doing ads and things like that. So we are absolutely not afraid of the marketing side of things here, and also not afraid to define success using some metrics, setting goals using metrics. I want to sell this many books by this date. As long as, yes, we do need to keep in mind the primary goal is to please the Lord. But again, my thought is if God has called you to write fiction, then in many cases, He's also calling you to market that fiction so that the message that you have can get out there more. So again, just another way to kind of think about success. This isn't something that everyone's comfortable with, so I'm going to be circling back to it quite a lot. Just what is success? We're going to be talking about money. We're going to be talking about marketing, but that's certainly not the only thing we're going to be talking about here. And just one more time, I really want to reemphasize that it's okay to have a different definition of success than what I have or what another author has. It's just so exciting that we can be on this journey together, and I am really glad you joined me.